Anchor, this is Anna Garrett.
Like, oh, I made it now, blah, 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 you know.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hopefully funny enough to hear another episode.
I don't actually know what I'm saying.
Marketing, entertainment, tech, you know, all the fun stuff.
Hello you, this is Anna Garrett, your host, and welcome to my podcast. I don't want to say I'm back because the truth is, the next time that I'll be posting something here on the podcast will probably be in like 2 or 3 weeks. Hello everyone. I want this episode to be sort of a hashtag real talk episode, and also an episode that symbolizes a new chapter for the podcast. My idea is that we're going to go through what has been on my mind on the last few months, share my decisions regarding the podcast, and also explain the rationale between them. So I believe this all started when I left Microsoft in October 2019. So as you know, I was no longer happy there. I decided to leave the company without having a backup plan, which meant that, in fact, I only ended up getting another job in December 2018. So those were November. Was that November? Yeah. Actually, it was October and November, the 2 months that I was jobless. So as you can imagine, when you're jobless, I had a ton of free time. And during that time, you know me, I'm someone who is always in search of something new to create, gets bored very, very easily, needs to always be productive, always be creating. At the time, I had these two projects that were really on my mind, and I couldn't wait to get them out and to make that them happen. And those two projects are still with me today. And that was, at the time, the Twitch channel and the WhatsApp newsletter. The Twitch channel kind of came about because as I spent 2018 streaming on Mixer, so I was doing live streams for Xbox Portugal's Mixer, official Mixer channel, I started getting very excited about being live. I thought it was really easy because everything was light. I didn't need to edit anything, but also I could truly be myself. I believe that it shone my personality in a way that, for example, a podcast does not, because you can't see me right now. I can't make any gestures. You can't see what I'm wearing. You can't see if I'm smiling or not. So while live streaming on Mixer, I started understanding that this was something that I was really interested in. And plus, it was something that, in the way that I wanted to do and the type of content that I wanted to do, which is basically, I do video games, okay, that's fine. Although I'm not focusing on competitive video games, which is something that, at least in Portugal, it's not that common. And then also, I wanted to bring discussions to Twitch. I wanted to talk about serious topics and develop some debate and discussion around it, which was something that, honestly, not in Portugal and not anywhere, because the most people that I would see doing such a thing, they did it in a different way, or they would do it in sort of a rant style kind of thing, or they would have multiple guests, which I couldn't do, or there just wasn't any woman doing that. There weren't any women doing these sorts of things, speaking about technology, speaking about culture, speaking about marketing. You wouldn't see those types of discussions on Twitch. At least I didn't seem to see them. So I thought, you know, this is something that I'm interested in. This is something that is obviously growing. It might be something, a new opportunity for me, something that I wouldn't want to get on as soon as possible. So I decided to start Twitch, and as if you have been following me on all my other channels, you know that that adventure has been going great. And then the WhatsApp newsletter, surprisingly, it kind of came from the idea that I would want to create a Patreon channel, okay? I wanted to create a Patreon, and on that Patreon, I would have, as you know, like, there are multiple tiers, right? So I started developing the tiers and thinking about them. What am I going to put on tier one, on tier two, on tier three? And then suddenly I was looking at the stuff that I wanted to offer. And I thought, well, most of these are just stuff for the subscription on Twitch. If I do get to affiliate, I can have a subscription and give like exclusive stuff to the subscribers. And two, I could actually give some of this content that I'm putting on the tiers for free. And then I was thinking, okay, so I could give this content for free. I could do a newsletter, that's right. I enjoy consuming a lot of content. And in fact, I've noticed that I haven't been consuming as much content as I did before, just because I'm so focused on creating my own stuff. So this is a need of mine. I need to keep up with the trends. And in fact, I do enjoy keeping up with the trends. So this could be something interesting for me. That's what I thought at the time. And then the question was basically, would I do it on WhatsApp? Would I do it on Messenger? And I believe I've already explained why. But anyway, at the end, I decided to go with WhatsApp, which has proved to be, honestly, a really, really great option. And in fact, I've seen other businesses, other media outlets jumping into WhatsApp with their own newsletters, which is something very, very interesting. So, and then parallel to that, at the same time as I started my Twitch channel and I started the WhatsApp newsletter, back still when I was unemployed, remember that, I realized two things about my blogging. So I was doing, not regularly, but from time to time, I was writing posts, like articles on Medium. You might have seen some of them. And the two things that I realized was, one, I realized that for very, very deep, thoughtful topics, I would rather write than do them here on the podcast. Now I have so many words. I'm always thinking about the live stream, when in fact it's the podcast. Never mind. I realized that I would rather write about those topics than theorize and talk to them here on the podcast. Because when I do the podcast, you know that I don't have a script. I mess up. I say the same thing over and over again. I lose track of what I wanted to say sometimes. So speaking about those topics in that register is way harder for me. And also I feel like sometimes it doesn't do justice to the topic. So I would much rather write it and make sure that every single phrase that I put on that blog post as a purpose, and clearly in the end, it conveys a story that has a beginning, middle, and end. I would much rather do that. And in fact, people, and one of the examples is one of the articles that I did while I was unemployed, which was Confessions of a Woman Who Gave Up Her Dream Job, something like that. I don't even remember anymore what the title was, but that one single piece was really, really popular. A lot of people messaged me personally, like not even just tweets or commenting on the publications on social media. Some of them actually messaged me personally, sent me a DM saying how much they loved the content and how much it was relatable for them. So that's one thing. And the second thing was that oftentimes I was using some blog posts to make audio versions that I would later on get on the podcast, which would be like sort of a repurposing content giving, in a way, a new layer for the blog, the people who are reading my blog, which was that they could, besides reading, they could now listen to me while reading the article. But on the other hand, that's the correct way to see this. The people who were used to listening to the podcast and didn't see the articles thought that these episodes sounded very weird and very much different from everything else they were listening from me, especially listening within that podcast, just because I was reading, right? I was reading the blog post, so it didn't sound like me, or it didn't sound like the usual register that they were used to. Plus, obviously, there was information about the blog post that was lost in an audio version because you didn't see pictures, you didn't see mentions, you didn't see links. So all of that was lost, and it ended up with having like an audio version, which is a poorer version than the main piece, which would be the actual blog article. So those two things combined made me yet again question some of the things about some of the things that I was doing with the podcast, with the Anna Guerra podcast. Okay, then if you think about this, at this moment, and yet still today, now, there are four projects. You have the blog, you have the podcast, the Twitch channel or stream, and then the newsletter. So the blog, I was already writing from time to time, didn't really care about any schedule. The podcast, I was trying to do it every week, but at this point, I was pretty much failing. And then Twitch, I was doing it every Tuesday and Saturdays. And the newsletter, I was releasing it every Sunday. So if you can imagine, it is a really, really ambitious plan, not only for someone who would only be doing this, who would be a full-time creator. Now imagine this along with a full-time job, which oftentimes requires stuff outside of your main time schedule, just because I'm working in social media and I'm working on content creation, and content has no time and place. It can happen anytime, and you have to be willing to put on the work for it. So, and then yet again, I was just enjoying streaming so much, and it also challenged me. And more than anything, I was feeling like my efforts on Twitch were being rewarded. And I still feel this, which is every single time that I decide to stream, I see a clear growth. I see a clear result on what I did. And I kept on seeing people come back stream after stream. There are people who are there every single time and would rather be with me on a Saturday night having fun discussing topics than being with their friends or playing video games. And that for me was just unbelievable and very, very important, and it definitely made an impact on me. So with all of this, basically I started losing motivation with the podcast, mainly just because, you know, I wasn't excited about the platform anymore. I wasn't excited about just doing audio. And because of all these other projects, I could no longer keep up with the regular content that I was doing initially, which made me even more frustrated and maybe made me want to even not do the podcast even less, you know? And from then on, I struggled. Obviously, there were a major event within my company, Prêmios Esportes Portugal, which took up a lot of my time. And I've kind of delayed making any decision on this. And what's made this even more frustrating is people have asked about the podcast, have asked when the new episode comes by, or what is the plan? Have you stopped doing the podcast? Blah, blah, blah. Which made me even more upset. So I've struggled. And then, was it yesterday? not yesterday, but Monday. On Monday, yeah, I decided to sit down and say, okay, let's think about realistically what I want to do the podcast and even consider like not doing anything at all. I opened the door to possibly close everything down and not release anything ever again. Which for me, it just feels like a betrayal to the people who have listened to the podcast so far. And honestly, because the podcast has led me to where I am today, not only my job, but obviously doing the live stream and everything, this has been a mountain that I've climbed throughout the past 2 years. So it just felt like a big punch in the stomach. So I tried to think realistically, what could I do and would I be excited doing? Sometimes there are things that, you know, I would like to do, sound super exciting, but I knew realistically that I could not do consistently or just anything at all. And there are other things which I could do, but I didn't find them that interesting, which would be, for example, like I said, creating audio versions of the blog posts, right? So here's what I think now should be the content for the podcast, at least for the time being. First, I want to keep doing interviews. Interviews was the type of content that I really, really enjoyed. It is easy for me to set it up because I know a lot of interesting people who I think would give great content to the podcast, and also interesting people who are willing to and have the time, put on the effort to come here and record it. The main issue with the interviews mainly has to do with the setup, because I mean, sometimes it's not as comfortable to invite people to come to my house and record the podcast. And also every time, usually I only have one microphone set up on my house. So it would mean that I have to set up the other microphone, which currently I do not have a second microphone because my other microphone is being used by Microsoft. But hey, yeah, but still, I couldn't deny that doing interviews was really, really fun for me. And it's the type of content that I'm almost most proud of. And I've made some really, really great connections through doing these interviews. It is valuable content for people. It is, for me, it's a joy to talk to people in this type of tone, to ask these questions to them, because it just truly feels like me having fun with someone that I like. Then the changes will probably be that now, considering I have Twitch, I'll probably start streaming these interviews to Twitch as well. This has to be more carefully thought about, mainly because to do these interviews and to stream them, it would mean that I would have to find a suitable schedule for my audience, which is used to be after dinner. But most definitely, people don't want to do an interview with me after dinner. So that might be a problem. I will still have to think about whether it would make sense to stream them on Twitch or not. And then also, the other type of content is keep it up with these sorts of episodes, with hashtag real talk sort of episodes, which people also seem to enjoy. For me, it is important because it's a way for me to document the things that I was going through, the decisions that I've made. My ideas with the hashtag real talk is that I kind of, one, tell you the news, but also for me, it's a way to analyze what has happened in the last few months and try to sort of reverse engineer and analyze why I made those decisions, which for me is interesting to do. And I think for a lot of you, it's also interesting to see what was my rationale behind the decisions, which might help you with some decisions that you have to make on your own. In these sorts of episodes, it would make sense that they would happen like every 2 months or so, because I don't have that many news or decisions that things that have changed in like 2 weeks, right? So I'm thinking maybe 2 months would be a good pace for these types of episodes. And then last but not least, these sorts of temporary series, kind of what I did for Vashko is Building Me a Website series. By the way, that series, we're still missing an episode, that's true. The reason why I haven't done it yet is because me and Vashko, although we have released a website, nrlguerra.com is live now, but still there are certain things that there are some bugs, stuff that we still need to change. So I would rather do the interview once the whole damn process was done. But we'll see. I also need to speak to Vasco about this. But these sorts of episodes, like temporary series that won't last forever, but it is something that I'm interested in bringing to the podcast, something that I'm passionate about, and I feel like is good content to you, I will bring those series once in a while. I already have some other in my mind that I want to try, and we'll see. We'll see. Okay, so I guess this is it for today's episode. I know that this might be sad news for some of you, since the podcast will never be what it used to be, at least anytime soon. Like, I can tell you when the new episodes will come, but they will come somewhere. So if you're still with me here on the podcast, that's amazing. I love you. And if not, that's fine. I totally understand, because, you know, this is no longer my priority project. And I was saying to some people about this, is that basically the thing that we have to take from this is that things change, and that's okay. It's fine if this is no longer what I want to do or what I want to focus on, because, you know, I should be focused on something that makes me happy and that I feel like I should invest more time on, which at the moment is definitely my Twitch channel. That's where I feel like I want to move 80% of my efforts. But yeah, I think until then, until the next episode, which we do not know when that will be, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @nrlguerra. And also you can keep up with my other projects, that is the blog, the newsletter, and also Twitch even. You can follow those at nrlguerra.com. Yay, now we have a website with everything. It's so much easier. But yeah, I hope you guys are at least happy to hear me back here on the podcast. It feels different. It feels weird, because in a way it feels like home, because I've done this for quite a while. But in another way, I'm just so used to having a camera and entertaining people and talking to the chat now that this feels like a utterly different experience, just because I'm speaking here by myself and I'm literally concentrating my face on a sheet of paper which has a few topics, and or either I'm concentrating my face on the screen that shows sound waves or my beautiful microphone right in front of me. Really nice microphone. Okay, guys, I'll see you very, very soon. Bye bye. I just literally waved at something that is not recording.